Joelle, you were talking about chemistry over the last few days with the lines, and you developed that on the road, but injuries have kind of changed the way that you've built your lines. And you just spoke about the wheel line having chemistry tonight. But what's the fact of having a guy like Blandisi with the amount of NHL games that he has around Ryan Poehling and them playing together? How much does that help you?
I'm very glad you asked this question. Joe has been unreal. Joe is a hockey player. Joe is a passionate hockey player. I mean, he was a guy that was probably, we talked and called me out of the blue during COVID and, coach, I miss hockey. Like, I need to play. Like, he's got hockey in his blood. He's a joy to be around. I'm not going to lie. He's just been such a good presence for the young guy and the veteran. He's a glue guy. He's a passionate hockey player. And I had a lot of time for Joe. A lot of passion for Joe. He's one of the good guys, and glad he's with us. And he's been so good to Ryan and to Joel Teasdale. I mean, you know, you put some veteran, like you say, play an NHL game, and all of a sudden, put them with, we have some young guys playing top minutes, and we're really exposing the young guys. And he was embracing this from day one, you know. It doesn't matter who you play him with, left wing, center. It's like, hey, I'll play. I'll do what I can, coach. And he's upbeat, and he's a guy that we like a lot. Same thing with Wheel, played with Ilonen and Harvey Pinard for the season. Two young guy, guy's been in the NHL for a long time. Never complained about his line mate. He thinks they're good. He valued them. So this is the kind of veteran you want around the young guys.
And I'm just curious, because you don't see it often. I know that you guys do it sometimes, taking advantage of TV timeouts. Not that you're going to expose what you guys were saying, but with about 6 minutes left, you had a full team meeting around Daniel Jacob and kind of breaking that down. Like, when do you need to take advantage of that? Did you see something on the ice that you wanted to make sure everybody saw, or like when you had the message like that?
You know what? It's really good to get reminders, but now you have to understand, you look at our lineups, we have guys joining in that weren't there when, you know, we've been together now as a group for a while, and we went through sequence where we lead a lot of games. And, you know, they're pulling the goalie on us, so we want to make sure on the same page. So you got Xavier, you got Gustafson, Olofsson, Gus, that's coming back in the back end. Then you throw Dauphin, that's just back, and then Verbeek. And so all of a sudden, we end up having a lot of new guys going through situations. So it was just to make sure reminders and stuff we telling the player to, you know, make sure we're on the same page and with our structure and what we do.
Thank you.
Chris?
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Chris.
So it's a sixth consecutive win against Stockton tonight. What is it about the team that you guys match up well against them?
Well, it's never one thing. I think we have a good vibe right now. We have a good groove. The guys, the lines are connecting. And even if we throw new guys in the lineup, they know what we're doing because they've been with us before. So, you know, it's an evolving game. Things change, especially in the American League. The lineup we have now and the lineup we had in Stockton, there's differences. And the lineup we had the first game of the season, and now it's different. So we just got to keep evolving. And then your matchup team is going to be evolving too. He's changed his line today. You know, guys were going from center to wing. And it's just to make sure you have that groove right now. You got to keep that going with the right attitude. And I said in French, I'll say in English, I thought tonight the guy's attitude was great. We didn't score in the first period. I think they had one shot, and we had really good scoring chances, but I didn't see that frustration, that selfishness, or that kind of lack of patience that sometimes you would see in the team. I see a team that's learning how to win, and that's learning how to keep winning. And this is a process. You're not going to win every game. It's not going to be possible. But you have to keep that mindset to give yourself the best chance and not fall into the trap with the referee or fall into the trap of a goalie that's playing well. You got to give it to Sparks. He was really good tonight in the first period. So I think we stayed with the plan. We managed a little bit like last game. So it's a lot about you in hockey. It's not so much about the opposition, you know. You got to find solution to what they're throwing at you. So I think our composure tonight was a big, big plus.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Last question for Joel. Jared Book.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Jared.
You mentioned a lot throughout the year how young you guys are and just, you know, teaching and developing as the year goes on. You know, you mentioned to Sean about just having, you know, these opportunities to refresh and things like that. a little bit of deja vu in the last minute when you give up a goal to make it 3-2, and then, you know, obviously the game in Winnipeg a week ago. Is it encouraging to know that they're not repeating their mistakes when you have these opportunities that come up again?
Well, and then makes me laugh when we talk about giving the goal, and, you know, it's gonna happen. We're leading every game. I mean, I agree with you. Like, we're leading every game. If we, you know, at one point they're gonna pull their goalie every game, winning by one or two goals every game. So, you know, they have one more guy, and I think tonight we had a couple of new guys on the ice that got cut there, and, you know, they're gonna be really good teaching. We close it off at the end, but this is what it is, guys. I mean, if you are leading, like, you know, 12 games in a row, they're gonna pull the goalie, and they might get a few one in there. This is what it is. But no, I'm glad that, you know, the way we handle it, I think. And again, and we talk about the Winnipeg, makes me laugh all the time because it deflected twice and it just went through it. Like, it's just, it's gonna happen. I think tonight there was some teaching on that one though, which is good. We keep growing. And we keep moving guys' personnel, so that's why those timeouts and learning and not taking anything for granted and just kind of managing things well is very important as a group. That's why group that wins in the long run are sometimes groups that have been together for a long time, right? They've learned, they find a way, they've built their confidence. So that's what we're kind of doing with the guys here.